Ways to Say I Love You. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Ways to Say I Love You. Have you ever considered the many possible ways to say I love you? We think of it mostly in emotional, mostly in our relationship ways and things like that, and that's good too. But start thinking in this way, for this is how ways to say I love you are ways that I do it. Every morning when I get up, I rise and I say to my body with the energy massage, taking my hands, hovering over my naked body, touching my toes, my knees, my nose, my total being, and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, to each cell of my body. And each cell of my body tingles with the feeling and the energy and the love that I'm sharing with it. And it's just a residual flowing love in and out, round and about. And I'm saying, I love you, I love you, I love you to each area of my body. And each area of my body responds with joy and harmony. You know, it's the dedication. It is the sincerity. It is the one-pointedness. It is the diligence with which we love ourselves that miracles take place in our life. So, I love you, I love you, I love you. Can you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and be so dedicated and so diligent and so definite about it that nothing else is on your mind? I know I do. When I am giving myself the energy massage, I have no other thought on my mind except that I love each cell I hover over. I love each cell of my body, and I love each organ and each action and each function, and they feel just wonderful as I do this. And it's a great beginning. And then I sit in my chair for a moment, and Rex, my golden retriever, comes over and snuggles me, and he says, "Good morning, Dad." And he puts his head on my lap, and he puts his feet on my knee, and he snuggles me and snuggles me, and I give him a big hug. I say, "Rex, I love you, I love you, I love you." And I snuggle him and I huggle him and I grab him under his chest and rub him, and he rolls over on his back and I rub his tummy and his chest and I say, "Rex, you're wonderful." And his big old tail goes thump, 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 thump on the floor saying, "Yes, yes, yes, I love you too." And I don't need that response, but the thing is, when I love, everything is loved, and everything feels loved, and everything is expressing the idea of love, because I love. Yes, I love my house here. I bless every inch of my house. I look around my house and I say, "You're a wonderful house," and everything in my house, I say, "You're wonderful. You function beautifully. You operate fantastically. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're beyond imagination. I love you. I love you. I love you." And as I do this, wonderful things happen. Wonderful things happen. I look around my house and it feels just so good. I bless my computers, I bless my bed, I bless my tables and chairs, I bless everything that is here. I bless it all with my love. I say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And it shines back that love to me. Everyone who walks into my house says, "Boy, you have a wonderful house. Your house is so great." And all my house is are four walls of windows. And I can see the world about me and bring the sunlight in, bring the moonlight in, bring all the joy in and out. It's a wonderful place, but it has this feeling of love, because every moment I'm pouring out my love into this house, into all of the things in the house and all the activities of the house. Everything I do is a wonderful, loving, loving activity, and it's great. So, I love as I take my walk around the 3-mile path around the 104 acres here, I bless every acre, every inch. I say, "I bless this path. This is the divine path. I love this path. I love this path. Oh, I love it as I walk along." And the path is just like walking on velvet, like walking on a cushion of the most wonderful, cloudy feathers that you could imagine, if you can imagine walking on feathers. But it's just soft and gentle under my feet. And as I walk along, the little animals scurry about, and I see the rabbits and the squirrels, and I see the chipmunks, and I see Rex going after each one of them, saying, "Good morning, let's play, come on!" And he's chasing around, just having himself a wonderful time. And I bless the property. I bless everyone who walks across this property. I bless everyone who comes to this property to meditate, to find the divine inner self. I bless everyone who looks in the world to see who and what they are. I bless them all, and I know that they are divine, just as I am divine. And I love them, I love them, I love them. I love each one of the international travelers who are traveling from Mexico to the United States through the grounds around our property. And the Border Patrol, as they play mouse and cat with the international visitors, the international travelers, and the Border Patrol really doesn't want to catch them because they're so noisy that all of the international travelers hear them coming and they say, "Whoops, we'll just stick behind this rock here so we won't be noticed." But bless them. I love them. I bless them. I don't adhere to illegal immigration coming into the country, but these are not illegal immigrants. These are people. These are people who are seeking to better their life and better their world. And it would be a wonderful thing if we as a nation could have a program set up where we could love these people in Mexico who want to come up here and work and don't necessarily want to become citizens. They just want to come and contribute. And if we could have some sort of a program set up whereby they could do that and do it legally. But for the moment, it's not done that way. But I love them, and I bless them, because they are human beings. They are people that I have created in my world, and I love everyone I create in my world. Everyone. Regardless of their circumstances, regardless of their condition, regardless of their problems, regardless of their joys or sorrows, I love them all. Yes, that's all I know how to do. I say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And the people who come on this property to meditate and to pray, to find the divine within them in that most special way, they look for the divine inside of themselves, and they find it here because the divine here just seems to be much more freely known than anywhere else on earth. For this is a sacred place, a holy place, a divine place, a place dedicated to the search for God, where God is found. Not to be searched for, but to be found. Yes, it's a glorious place, I tell you. And I bless each person here on campus, and I say, "Good morning, my loves. Good morning. I surround you with my pure white love. I see you fulfilling yourself in every beautiful, wonderful, fabulous way. I love you, I love you, I love you." Each one of my associates, I love them with all my heart. I see them whole and perfect. I see them fulfilling their life in every beautiful way. I see them magnificent. I see them beyond imagination. I see them fantastic. Yes, I do. And so they are. And so they are. And as I love them, they respond to their universe with love. They respond to me, of course, with love. And that's all I know is how to love. I love you. And I love all of our students. All of our students in every country on earth. All of our students who are working on understanding that they are God, that they are the creator of their universe, that they are good and very good. None of the students have the misconception to worship me, to think I'm great just because I'm giving the story. They know that they're great, that they're beloved, that they're fantastic, and I love them into these things. I love them into that awareness of knowing that they're divine, they're glorious, they're wonderful, they're fantastic, they're so magnificent. I love them, I love them, I love them. Yes, I do. They're my creation. I created my staff. I created the campus group here. I created every person who comes onto the campus. I created all of the students around the world. And I created them being beautiful, whole, and perfect. And every morning I love each one of my students and each one of my associates. I love each one of my personal family and my spiritual family. I love them, and I see them whole and perfect. I see them fulfilled. I see them in every way revealed and enjoying themselves. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, my, that's only the beginning, you know, because then I go on after my students, and I reach out to all the people on the face of the earth. And I surround every being on the face of the earth with my love, my unconditional love, my wonderful, freely given love, seeing them whole and perfect, seeing them fulfilled, seeing them living rewarding, magnificent lives that bring joy to the world, especially to them. And I look at all the countries on earth, and I see all the countries on earth living harmoniously within themselves. And because they live harmoniously within themselves and are at peace within themselves, so they are peace among their associates, their associate nations all over the world, each nation living according to its understanding of itself. Just like each individual living according to its understanding of itself. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you. I say there is peace on earth in every area, and it began with me. There is peace on earth in every area, and it began with me. And I look at the cosmos. I look at the stars, the sun, the moon. I look at all the planets and all the satellites and all the objects floating around in space, some that we created, and some of them fantastic, but all of them really we created. Because we are divine. We are the creators of the world, and we create. And me, I created all. I created every star. I created every moon. I created every galaxy. I created the entire vastness of the universe. And I created things that it's difficult to even begin to describe. But I created them all because it's God in me that did the work. It's God in me that created all things. And I love the God in me. Oh, my, do I love the God in me. I love me as God. I love God as me. I love God in the allness, in the fullness, in the wholeness, in the perfection that God is, in the absolute without any limitation. That's how I love. That's how, ways to say I love you. My goodness, we just sort of slid across the surface. And there are billions and zillions and trillions and millions and jillions of ways to say I love you. But we start with ourselves. I start with myself. I start saying I love you with myself, and then I go on from there. And that's the way I do it. And that's the way I am it. This is a wonderful world, and I love it. I love it. I love it. And you, you wonderful beings listening to these words, I love you. I love you. I love you.